Haj Hadi sells cold water on Al Rashid Street, a busy neighborhood in the Iraqi capital. Like many here, he says he was hopeful for a new government to improve services in his area.
We've had enough. What shall I say? If politicians can't form a government, they should quit. This situation can't continue. We have wasted decades waiting for change.
A parliament on hold. This is what Iraq's Council of Representatives looks like 7 months since it was elected. With no common ground between its rival blocs to pick a new president and cabinet. Divisions created by different agendas and affiliations along political interests.
It's an intra-Shia conflict over who controls the Shia decision. Muqtada al-Sadr vows not to share a government with the Iranian-backed parties, but those parties want a consensus government to guarantee their share of power. However, people are fed up with old faces. That's also part of the reason al-Sadr is encouraged to reject the Iranian-backed parties who have been in power for several years.
The bloc led by influential Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has the majority of seats. It is backed by a Sunni coalition led by Parliament Speaker Muhammad al-Halbousi, as well as the Kurdistan Democratic Party. Whereas the Shia coalition backed by Iran is allied with the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan Party and a number of independent members. Since 2005, there has been a political norm to choose a Kurdish president, Shia prime minister, and a Sunni speaker of parliament.
This impasse has been highlighted by the UN Special Representative to Iraq, Janine Plasschaert. In her latest briefing at the UN, she urged the political elite to end the deadlock and move on with forming a government to tackle a long list of priorities.
A change of government was one of the top demands of the 2019 mass protests against corruption and mismanagement. The current impasse means incumbent President Barham Saleh and Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kazimi's caretaker government will likely remain in office until a consensus is reached. But this means changes related to improving people's lives also remain on hold. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.